session is my own. And as our other presenters, I don't have any financial disclosures to share with you. This paper is about hospital quality, minority patients, and other characteristics. I'm currently at the University of Maryland at College Park, but this is some work that I began while I was at Hopkins. And these were my colleagues at Hopkins, although of the five, three are no longer there. Christine is at University of Baltimore, Patrick's at GW, and Neil Pohl is at UCSF. This is a project that was funded by the Commonwealth Fund, and we had an advisory committee of hospital execs and persons in the healthcare industry to sort of help us figure out how hospital quality is achieved and how to think about disparities in hospital quality. This particular paper begins with the observation that there have been several studies that have identified that minority patients tend to use lower quality hospitals, and the disparity in part that we see between minority patients and non-Hispanic whites is not necessarily due to disparities within hospitals, but disparities across hospitals. Bernardo's paper sort of looks at AMI treatment and outcomes, and finds that once you start controlling for hospital-specific effects, some of the disparities go away. The Zha paper looks at care for elderly, Medicare patients, again looking at cardiac patients, and then looks at the concentration of these patients, finds out that there are, I think it's something like 70% of the patients are being treated by 30% of the hospitals, I think is the stylized fact. The Hussein paper is, Hassan paper is a paper that looks at teaching facilities. And again, it's a paper where we're taking sort of hospital fixed effects and looking at outcomes for both AMI, pneumonia patients, and finding that disparities tend to disappear once you control for hospital specific effects. And so the recommendations out of these papers typically suggest that what we need to do is target hospitals that are serving high proportions of minority patients. These papers tend to offer as a potential explanation that these hospitals may be under-resourced. And then if we're able to essentially improve care in these facilities, we can eliminate some of the disparities we see in outcomes and processes. So the objective of this particular study is to ask, well, in these papers, we've identified race as in some ways a predictor of low quality facilities, but if we sort of do a more traditional look at the relationship between quality and hospital characteristics, would we find race as being a real predictor of hospital quality, or are there other measures to which we could sort of key on that would help us improve, help us target hospitals in which we need to improve quality at? And this is sort of for those persons that in places where it's politically difficult sell to sort of say, well, we should just provide poor resources in hospitals that have high proportions of minorities just because it's sort of a racialized policy. Whereas if there are other factors that are better explainers of quality, differences in quality, maybe we should key on those factors. So there's plenty of literature to suggest that quality of care varies with ownership, system membership, nursing ratios, financial status, and payer mix. The ownership studies, depending upon how the study is done, you get different answers with regard to whether for-profit and public hospitals fare worse or better than their not-for-profit sisters. And likewise, with the same with regard to system membership, the nursing ratio studies tend to be fairly consistent in that you can lower patient to nursing ratios. You can tend to improve quality care. The financial status studies are also tend to be a mixed bag, and it's the problem there is just that they're sort of simultaneously sometimes determined, and people who are fairly smart at providing high quality care usually know how to live within their means, and then there are also these studies primarily looking at Medicare and its influence on quality, and they tend to be somewhat mixed. The data sets that we're using are state inpatient discharge data from 13 states. These are the 13 states here. They represent about 44% of the discharges in the country, 50% of the Hispanic discharges, 36% of the Asian discharges, and about 40% of the Black and white discharges. And here's the data for these states. So while we wouldn't necessarily claim that we have a nationally representative sample, we have a good portion of the states, even though we're just looking at 13 states. The way in which we measure hospital quality is we use the AHRQ inpatient quality indicators. There are 4 procedure indicators and 6 condition indicators, and these are just sort of mortality rates in the hospital, mortality rates if you either receive these conditions, you either have these conditions or you receive these procedures. And then we also use 16 patient safety indicators, and these are complication rates or adverse event rates, typically except for the births, the numerator for these, or the denominator for these complications take a large swath of the hospital. And what we do with these indicators is we create 3 composite quality scores, one for the procedure indicator, one for the condition indicators, and then a combined score for the patient safety indicators. And this is a score, it's basically a weighted average of how well the hospital performs relative to other hospitals in the sample, using their percentile ranking as their score. So for each indicator, you'll get a percentile ranking, and then we take the average of those percentile rankings within the 3 different groups. And it's a weighted average, the weight being the number of cases that hospital have that pertain to that particular procedure. So if you don't do a lot of them, we don't penalize you a lot for a bad score, or we don't reward you very much for a good score. If you do a lot of them, then we reward you or penalize you depending upon where you are in the ranking. So, and we think this is a good way of doing it because there's two issues here. One is that some services are riskier than others. So just sort of taking the rates themselves and computing an average rate or rated average rate or geometric average of the rates, there are some of the services where you would expect rates just to be higher than others. And so one way in which you could do is you could try to sort of center it around the means and just look at perturbations from the mean, what we're doing is we're just centering it around the median and looking at perturbations from the median. And then the other thing is that you need to make sure that you consider how important that particular service is for that particular hospital. So hopefully you do well the things that you do a lot of. And so what we think we're measuring here is we're measuring sort of overall quality. So we're treating these events as so they're like sentinel events, not necessarily quality for a particular service. So it's sort of, and I think that's the way in which sometimes when we look at sort of hospital compare and we're trying to compare hospitals, CMS sort of encourages people to sort of use these things almost as sentinel events, not necessarily as you should go to this hospital because they do this particular service well, because they don't publish data for all the services, they just publish data for a subset of these services. The other hospital characteristics we're looking at are organizational structure, payer mix, facility resources, financial health, and then we include in our model some state level fixed effects because we believe that there, in terms of reporting this data, there's some state issues going on, as well as there are differences or in the regulatory environment. But for organizational structure, we're talking about ownership, system membership, location. For payer mix, we have Medicare, and then we combine the uninsured or self-pay and the Medicaid patients together. And this is largely because some hospitals do a very good job of enrolling their self-pay patients into Medicaid. And so if you don't do a good job at that, you're treating basically the same patient. It's just their category of payer changes. We have the safety net concentration measure. So it's your share of the safety net patients relative to the market, your share of the market. So if your share of the market is if it's greater than one, then you're treating more Medicaid patients than, or Medicaid and self-pay patients than your share of the market. If it's less than one, then you're doing less than your share. And then per capita income. The facility resources are the things you would expect, the patient to staff, nurse ratios, occupancy rate, intern to bed ratio. You can think of that either as teaching status, organizational, or resource, and then bed size. And then the financial measures are total margin, operating margin, and average cost. So the first thing we wanted to know is how good are our composite measures. For the most part, they're correlated, very, very well correlated with the individual measures, except for the AAA repair, failure to rescue, and hip fracture. The other IQIs are well correlated with the my composite IQIs, ranging from 0.41 to 0.8 correlation statistic. The patient safety indicators also are fairly well correlated, although the range is much bigger, 0.1 to almost 0.7. So this is some data just basically to show you. We divided the hospitals into low, medium, high based upon their composite measures. This is for the composite procedure IQI, and then this is the percent of the mean percentage of Black or Hispanic or Asian patients in those hospitals. And so what you see is in the very high performing hospitals have fewer Black patients. Medium, we go up to a little bit over 10. And then for the lowest performing hospitals, we go up above 13. And then for Hispanics, it's sort of inverted U shape. And then for Asians, it's as you go for higher to lower performing hospital, higher percentage of Asian patients in these hospitals. The Black percentages are statistically significant, the other two are not. And this is looking at the composite condition IQI. Here you see the relationship between Hispanics tend to be actually in the high performing facilities relative to the low, so it actually goes the other direction. And then for Asians, they tend to be in the low performing, and those are statistically different. For blacks, now we have this U shape, and it doesn't seem to be much difference on the conditions. And this is for the patient safety measures. And here, the black patients tend to be more likely, more in the low quality patient safety hospitals, whereas the Hispanics tend to be more in the high quality patient safety hospitals. And the Asian group is not statistically significant. But this is just a bivariate comparison. What happens when we put in these other control variables for hospital characteristics? And this is what's along the horizontal axis is sort of change in the dependent variable, which is this weighted average of your percentile. The way in which this variable is constructed, low values are good, high values are bad. So if you're in the 20th percentile, you're at the bottom. If you're in the 1st percentile, you're at the top. So positive values indicate lower quality. Lower values indicate higher quality. What we see here is for the blue is the procedure IQIs. We see that for blacks and Asians, more likely to be in lower quality facilities. For Hispanics, less likely to be in lower quality facilities. For the patient safety, And in each of these cases, blacks and Hispanics for patient safety and condition, less likely. And then for Asians, more likely to have in the lower quality facilities. In terms of significance level, really, it's just what we see is black patients have negative association with procedure. Hispanic patients have positive association with quality for condition and IQI, but the rest are insignificant. So once you add in these other characteristics. The other thing is that in terms of the how much you're moving across the spectrum of quality, you really have to have big jumps in the percentage of black patients to get to a lower quality facility. And then really we're only talking about movements from like the 55th percentile to the 45th percentile. So it's not like you're moving from the 75th to the 30th percentile and pushing that way. So what we think really matters is payer mix matters. Makes sense in the sense that. So if you're Medicare, lower quality with respect to the procedure IQIs and the patient safety. And then if you're safety net, lower quality with regard to both the inpatient IQIs. Surprisingly, patient safety is, and for safety net hospitals that have a lot of safety net institutions, safety net patients tend to have better patient safety. So just to sort of summarize what we found that the percent of Medicaid patient safety net, percent safety net, higher occupancy rate, higher average operating margin was correlated with quality based on the procedures, so the surgery quality. With regard to conditions, being a member of a health system, being in a county with a higher higher income, Medicaid, more teaching was positively associated with better quality, but more safety net patients. Higher patient to a nurse ratio, so you fewer nurses for patients, and higher average cost was negatively associated with quality. And then for patient safety, what we find here is that higher proportion of safety net patients, higher proportions of Medicare, and higher proportion of safety net patients with better quality, higher proportion of Medicare, greater share of the safety net patients in your MSA was associated with lower quality, and then occupancy rate, total beds, these resource variables were associated with lower quality. So what we conclude is that if you have a better, that maybe payer mix and resource measures instead of racial composition would be a better way of trying to identify hospitals that need some assistance in quality care. And since I let me tell you some of the limitations and then I'll add my little qualifier. If you looked at our states, we don't have California, Washington, so we don't have a large state with a large Asian population. So if we included California, maybe our results with regard to a percent Asian would change. We don't have a deep South state. We don't have an Alabama, a Mississippi, a Louisiana, and so that certainly is a limitation. The IQIs and PSIs are only basically inpatient quality. I mean, if you sort of look at sort of readmission rates, 30-day readmission rates, a 30-day mortality might be a better way of sort of assessing hospital quality. Also, but you then have to consider control for where the patient's going once they leave the hospital. The way in which we computed our measures, we computed them using 3 years worth of data. So that assumes that the quality is staying constant over 3 years. And then we've been cautioned about Hispanic origin data in Texas, that there seems to be fewer Hispanics than there actually are. And so there might be some persons who are Hispanic but are not being coded as Hispanic in the Texas data. So that concludes my talk. You have any questions? It is 12 o'clock, and I appreciate you staying to 12. Well, thank you very much. Let us say thank you to our panel. Very good presentation.